This is Lynn Curry reading the Bloomington Pantograph for Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. Local news. 7 restaurants close as COVID-19 cases continue to rise in McLean County, by Sierra Henry. Bloomington. A number of local restaurants are closing for deep cleaning and sanitation, citing concerns about the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to climb in McLean County. At least 7 Bloomington Normal restaurants, including Destille, Baxter's American Grill, and Flinger's Pizza Pub, have recently closed. Quote, "We are hearing of businesses that are voluntarily closing their operations for a period of time if they have had an employee test positive for COVID," McLean County Health Administrator Jessica McKnight said. "This isn't always a necessity in every situation, but we are seeing some businesses taking this measure out of an abundance of caution and for the protection of their employees and patrons," end quote. The closures came as McLean County on Monday reported 8 new cases of coronavirus, bringing the county to a total of 461 confirmed cases since March 19th. Of those cases, 382 people have recovered, which is 18 more than Saturday. 3 remain hospitalized, and 61 remain at home in isolation, which is 10 fewer than Saturday. The rolling 7-day positivity rate was reported at 2.1% through Friday. There have been 15 deaths in McLean County. The most recent was reported more than 2 weeks ago. The McLean County Emergency Management Agency said 376 people were tested Sunday at the McLean County Fairgrounds testing facility, 1106 Interstate Drive, Bloomington. More than 2,700 people were tested at the facility over the past 7 days, an average of 394 patients per day. Restaurant closings. Baxter's American Grill, 3212 East Empire Street in Bloomington, announced Sunday the restaurant would be closing temporarily for staff to undergo testing for the virus and sanitation of the restaurant. Owner and operator Rod Burchett said the restaurant shares employees with Destille Restaurant in Normal, which recently had a staff member test positive for COVID-19. Burchett said no employees with Baxter's have tested positive for the virus, and the restaurant could reopen as early as this weekend. Quote, "Just out of an abundance of caution, we decided that until we can get everybody who works for us tested, we did not want to take the chance," said Burchett. "We're just doing what's safest for our staff and the community. We don't want to be the ones who help spread this thing in Bloomington," end quote. Destille reported on social media that the restaurant closed due to the outbreak. Restaurant management said an employee with Destille tested positive for COVID-19 after traveling. Both the restaurant and beer hall closed for sanitation and for staff testing. Destille, 318 South Tawanda Avenue, Normal, did not respond to requests for comment. The Spotted Dog, 1504 Morrissey Drive, Bloomington, also reported Sunday on social media that the restaurant would be temporarily closed after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. The employee had not worked at the restaurant within the last 7 days and was asymptomatic prior to testing. The restaurant closed for sanitation and for staff to receive testing. Buffalo Wild Wings, 3220 East Empire Street, Bloomington, recently had an employee test positive for COVID-19, company spokesman Jack D'Amato confirmed Monday. The restaurant closed for deep cleaning and will reopen, quote, "once all local health guidelines for reopening are met," end quote, he said. Other restaurants such as Flinger's Pizza Pub, the Mystic Kitchen and Tasting Room, and Elroy's, all in Bloomington, have closed for sanitation and cautionary measures due to the recent outbreak. Flinger's, 1503 East Vernon Avenue, temporarily closed Sunday after two employees were in contact with someone who tested positive for the virus, the restaurant management said in a social media post. Restaurant management said there is no evidence to suggest the employees were affected, but the restaurant chose to suspend indoor dining, but will continue with outdoor dining and carry out. Elroy's, 102 West Washington Street, also reported Sunday the restaurant would close for a few days for sanitation and employee testing. A reopening date will be announced on social media. Flinger's Pizza Pub, the Spotted Dog, and Elroy's did not return calls for comment. The Mystic Kitchen and Tasting Room, 306 North Center Street, suspended indoor dining in response to recent outbreaks. The restaurant will continue to offer outdoor dining service and curbside pickup. No employees have tested positive for the virus, owner Chelsea Heffernan said in an email to the Pantograph. Quote, we have seen other restaurants completely closed due to positive staff members, and we just feel safer with outdoor operations at this point in time, end quote, Heffernan said, adding that the mandatory mask wearing indoors was more difficult to enforce than anticipated. Quote, our Mystic team has been diligent in requiring guests to be in masks when not seated at tables indoors, but it has unfortunately been more of a battle than a new normal, she said. Terry Vanderlucht and I knew that phase four opening could provide many challenges and that we may have to make tough operational decisions based on our own instincts and care for our team, end quote. Other restaurant owners expressed concerns regarding the recent rise in coronavirus cases in McLean County. Burchett, owner of Baxter's, said he does not know how the restaurant will continue operations, but wants to avoid, quote, the revolving door, end quote, closing and reopening as much as possible. Quote, we cannot continue to operate business the way that it is, he said. As a community, we have to get this under control, end quote. Central Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported Monday 1,231 new cases of coronavirus and 18 additional deaths, bringing the state to a total of 172,655 cases and 7,416 deaths across 102 counties. In LaSalle County, health officials reported Monday 5 new cases of COVID-19. There have been a total of 418 cases in the county since March. The new cases include a man in his 30s, a man in his 50s, a woman in her 50s, and two men in their 40s. The LaSalle County Health Department reports that 235 people have recovered. The Livingston County Health Department announced 3 new cases, bringing the county to a total of 76 cases. The new cases include a woman in her 40s and two women in their 20s. All 3 are at home in isolation. Shorter school day temperature checks in store for Clinton students by Lenore Sabota. Clinton. Daily temperature checks, an earlier end to this school day, face masks, and a choice between in-person or remote learning are among the differences students in Clinton Unit 15 School District will see when school resumes. Online registration is underway for Clinton students, and in-school registration will take place on August 6th. Parents will need to choose between in-person or remote learning, according to documents the district distributed Monday and posted on its website. The district said online registration is the preferred method. For those who want to register in person, that can be done from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Lincoln Elementary School, 407 South Jackson Street, Douglas Elementary School, 905 East Main Street, Clinton Elementary School, 680 Illini Drive, Clinton Junior High School, 701 Illini Drive, and Clinton High School, 1200 State Route 54 West. As directed by the state, face coverings will be required with some exceptions, and social distancing measures will be followed, including limits of no more than 50 people in one space, including buses. School start times will remain the same, but the school day will end at 1:30 p.m. That may change depending on state directives. The district's reopening plan was put together with help from a 35-member opening strategy team that considered directives and suggestions from the Illinois State Board of Education, Illinois Department of Public Health, the Governor's Office, DeWitt Piatt Bi-County Health Department, and surveys of parents and staff. Quote, the hope is that it can be amended with fewer restrictions as health trends move in a positive direction, the district said in a statement on its website. The district will become less restrictive as the state becomes less restrictive. The district will become more restrictive as the state becomes more restrictive, end quote. The district plans to limit hallway traffic, locker use, and student movement from room to room as much as possible. School personnel will check students' temperatures when they arrive at school each day. In addition, parents will be expected to check for symptoms other than fever and keep children home who are experiencing symptoms such as cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, headache, or sore throat. Although remote learning is not recommended by the district, it is being offered for those who choose not to send their students to school. Families who select this option should plan on remote learning for the entire first semester. However, the district may end remote learning if it deems such action to be appropriate based on health trends and other safety measures. Families considering remote learning who have concerns about internet access should contact their school principal as soon as possible. The district emphasized that remote learning this fall will be different than the remote learning instituted on an emergency basis in spring. This fall, students learning remotely will be expected to be engaged daily, turn in assignments on time, and be graded. Ways Illinois schools could look different this fall. Face masks. All individuals in school buildings serving students in grades pre-kindergarten through 12 must wear a face mask at all times, with limited exceptions, even when social distancing is maintained. Face coverings do not need to be worn outside as long as social distance is maintained. Social distancing. Each school will have to come up with its own plan for keeping students and staff appropriately distanced. The state is recommending that students get assigned seating and stay in those seats for as long as possible. If possible, desks should be arranged so that they are 6 feet apart. Schools are being asked to limit the number of people in hallways at the same time. Guidelines suggest that lockers not be used and that locker sharing should be prohibited. While in-school instruction is strongly recommended for all children, remote learning likely will continue in some form based on individual family and school needs. Health screenings. Schools are going to have to take temperatures or require a self-certification of temperature and symptoms for all staff, students, and visitors entering school buildings. Anyone with a temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or other known symptoms of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, chills, fatigue, muscle and body aches, headache, sore throat, new loss of taste or smell, congestion or runny nose, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea may not enter buildings. Music. Indoor rehearsals are discouraged. Districts should consider moving music and band outside and reducing class sizes. Students should wear face masks while singing and avoid touching, choreography, and singing or playing in circles. Instruments should not be shared at any time. Physical education. Games and sports that require close guarding and any potential physical contact with another player must be avoided to comply with state health guidelines. When possible, physical education should be held outside. Handshaking, high fives, or other physical contact is prohibited. Districts should consider not using locker rooms. Use of shared equipment is not recommended. Cafeterias. School and district should consider adding additional meal service times so cafeterias are able to operate with 50 people at a time. Schools may also want to consider having students eat at their desks or outside. Meals should be individually plated. Buffets, salad bars, and the sharing of food and utensils should be prohibited. Playgrounds. While playground use is allowed during phase four, the state is asking districts to consider making playgrounds off limits to adhere to social distancing requirements. Playground equipment that is to be used should be monitored, the guidelines state, and there should be a cap on how many students can use the various pieces of equipment at the same time. School buses. Face coverings must be worn on buses too. There can be no more than 50 people on a bus at a time, and social distancing must be maintained to the greatest extent possible. Students will be subject to symptom and temperature checks, which may include self-reporting, before they can get on the bus. Seating charts are recommended. Health offices. Schools will need to create healthcare areas that allow students to social distance and provide separate areas for sick and healthy children. Healthcare offices should contain a supervised quarantine space for staff and students experiencing what could be COVID-19 symptoms. Field trips. Field trips are discouraged at this time. The state is hoping that schools hold off on any field trips until health officials determine they are safe. The CDC recommendation is to use virtual activities and events instead. Contact Lenore Sabota at 309-820-3240. Follow her on Twitter at PG_Sabota. Bloomington man charged with possession of stolen gun by Kevin Barlow. Bloomington. A Bloomington man remained in McLean County Jail on Monday after police said they found him with a stolen handgun. Prosecutors say in May 2019, a Bloomington woman reported her weapon was stolen and said the only person who had access to her residence at the time it disappeared was a former boyfriend, identified as Maurice Sutton, 30. Police could not find Sutton to question him at this time, but just after midnight Sunday, police were notified of a woman screaming in a car in a parking lot in Bloomington. When police arrived, a search of the vehicle resulted in the location of the missing gun in the center console and identified Sutton as the owner of the vehicle. He was charged with possession of a stolen firearm and unlawful use of weapons by a felon. He remains in McLean County Jail in lieu of posting $10,035. He is scheduled for arraignment on August 14th. A booking photo was not immediately available. 33 in McLean County recovered from COVID. 5 cases added Sunday by Kevin Barlow. Bloomington. 5 new cases of the coronavirus were confirmed in McLean County by the health department on Sunday. The total number of reported cases in McLean County now stands at 458 through Sunday. No information was released about the new cases Sunday. McLean County Health Administrator Jessica McKnight reported that 373 people had recovered, which is 9 more than Saturday. 3 remain hospitalized, with 1 in ICU, the same as Saturday, and 67 remain in home isolation, 4 fewer than Saturday. There have been 15 deaths in McLean County. The most recent was reported nearly 3 weeks ago. More than 21,400 tests have resulted in a cumulative positivity rate of 2.1%. The rolling 7-day positivity rate is 2.3% through Saturday, down 0.3% from Saturday, officials said. The McLean County Emergency Management Agency said 373 people tested at the McLean County Fairgrounds testing site Saturday. So far, more than 21,400 tests have been conducted throughout the county since mid-March. On Sunday, Baxter's American Grill at 3212 East Empire in Bloomington became the second restaurant in 2 days to announce a temporary closure. Quote, "With the recent happenings within our restaurant community, we have made the decision to temporarily shut down the Bloomington location," officials announced on social media. "The safety of our staff and guests is of the utmost importance to us. During this closure, our entire staff will be tested and we will be sanitizing and deep cleaning the restaurant. We will provide the reopening date as soon as possible," end quote. Officials could not be reached for comment Sunday. On Saturday, Distill Restaurant in Normal announced it was closing after one of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. If you have been part of a large gathering or an extended close contact where someone may have been COVID-19 positive, you should be tested 5 to 7 days after exposure. It takes that many days for the virus to incubate to levels that can be detected by a test, officials added. Individuals do not need to have symptoms or live in McLean County to use the site. There is no charge to those being tested. First responders, medical providers, and other critical workers should identify themselves as such so the staff can mark their tests to come back quickly. In LaSalle County, 4 new cases were reported. 3 women and a man were included in the totals, bringing the total number of reported cases to 413 for the county. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 1,541 new cases on Sunday, with only one additional death. So far, 7,398 people in Illinois have died, and the IDPH has confirmed 171,424 cases in 2020. This has been Lynn Curry reading the Bloomington Pantograph for Tuesday, July 28th, 2020.